We're back. This is Glenn Coble, and the show is on the air. And we have a special guest today, Craig Swartz. He's the director of... No, tell me what you are, Craig.
I'm sorry,
we just said this.
We're not going over it again.
I'm old.
That's all right. Wyandotte County, Democratic chair.
Yeah, Democratic chair. And Craig ran for state senator 2020.
Yep.
And I got to listen to a couple of his speeches back then. I was impressed, and I'm glad we're able to have him on. We've actually had you on once before, maybe twice before. I don't remember, but... Anyway, we're talking about the ways that we can help the Democrats get a better stronghold. We don't want Democrats to beat people into the ground. We want Democrats to get what they deserve, don't you think?
Yeah, and not just Democrats, but independents.
Yeah, people.
Now, and I want to point out to people that what gets lost in all of this discourse going back and forth between red and blue are all the purple.
Yeah.
The independents in this state outnumber the Democrats and Republicans combined. In all of the counties I competed in last year, in the 7-county district, the independents far surpassed the Republicans and Democrats in each county.
Is that right? As a,
yes.
a group? They
As a group.
Oh,
but,
my goodness.
However, the independents typically lean Republican. And unfortunately...
In this state, yeah.
In
all states?
No. I'm just saying in this district.
Oh, okay.
And what we found, obviously, in Ohio, because on certain occasions, because Trump did win last time, but Obama won twice.
Yeah.
And that's what people forget about, is that that's where that independent vote swings, depending on the election. I will say this, that if I could just give a real quick primer.
Yeah.
The old way of thinking is the bell curve. So if you could picture this, listeners, that if on a flat scale and you've got that big hump in the middle, so on a left-hand side is, let's say, the Democrats, and on the right-hand side is the Republicans, and in the middle you've got this big hump, that's the old-fashioned bell curve,
yeah.
where most of our voters congregate. However, what that bell curve doesn't describe are the values held by those people in that, say, bell curve.
Mm-hmm.
And what we found is that in reality, it isn't a left-right thing. It's more like a picture, a compass with a north, south, east, and west. And we'll take them in order. So on the east side of the compass would be your far-right movements. These are people that believe very strongly in their personal beliefs, their faith, their religion. They are very much anti-internationalism. They don't believe in the UN. They don't believe in international institutions.
Would the Tea Party fall into that area?
Correct.
Okay.
All right. Very distrustful of government. That is your far. That's your. Let's say eastern side on a political compass,
right?
And those values equate to about 10. Those people equate to about 10 to 13% of the vote.
Okay,
that's it. On the south, you have the business. This is big business. It's multinational corporations. They do subscribe to internationalism, multilateralism. They contribute heavily to any candidate. This is where you get money going both sides, dark money going both sides, to whoever is promoting that kind of belief, meaning that it's business out for themselves, profits. This would be your Apple, your Amazons,
yeah.
Guys that are outsourcing all their stuff to other countries. On the west, you have, this is the far left. So these are all the movements of the extreme left, democratic socialists, who believe in internationalism, who believe in multilateralism, against war, very much anti-war, and they, they're about 10-15%. Each of these points on a compass I've said so far are about 10-15% of the vote in reality.
So that's in the only middle, 30% you've got.
Yeah. In the middle, you have about 10, 15 to 20% of people who will never vote in the, let's say, call it the core. I forgot about that little core. Those are about 15%, 20% of the vote of people that are eligible to vote who never vote. And we know a lot of those people. The political north, by contrast, constitutes 40% of the vote. These are people who believe in women's rights, basically strong defense, international institutions to help where need be. They believe in, they're pro-government to a certain extent, that, that, you know, if done the right way, government can help. And so the bulk of the people, the majority of people, reside in, oh, and they're pro, they could be pro-gun, anti-gun, it doesn't matter. They, their privacy issues that the political north regard as privacy issues, personal issues, and left up to, you know, the individual. That's the political north. They constitute 40 to 45% of the vote. And wow, every election, the East and the West will spend billions of dollars trying to pull votes from that political north. But you have no party that actually represents that political north. My aim was to always present those views, that there are tens of thousands, millions of voters out there that want the right thing. They want government to do the right thing. They want people to have choices. They don't believe in endless wars. If people want to have guns, fine, do it. But they also believe in working together as a society, doing the right thing. These, the political North people are the ones that are going out and getting the vaccines.
Sounds like the children of the 60s. Which,
yeah.
I am.
Yes. Yes, it's very much. And this political compass was espoused by a guy in the early 1990s. He came up with this. I've got the paper still on my hard drive. It's a fascinating study where he was an advertising guy. He was a marketing guy. And he decided to just do something on the political side and assign values. Get out of that old-fashioned bell curve thinking, left-right thinking, and say, hey, there's a whole demographic here that is not being talked to. And that's why I fault these current legislators, federal and state, who don't hold open town hall meetings and try to talk to these people. These are
And listen. Yeah.
Okay? They're not going to come into your town hall meeting and start screaming.
Yeah.
All right? Unless you don't, you know, you keep not holding one, then we're going to start screaming. But these are, this is it. I mean, this is our reality. These are people that have a lot of shared values. And I don't care if you're city, rural.
Yeah.
It's the same values.
Well, talking about town hall meetings, if you want to get in on this meeting, you can call us at 740-383-9944. Let me give you that number again, because I know you didn't get your pencil out before I mentioned that. Now, I'm giving you a couple of seconds here. Run over, get that pencil or the pen, and find that envelope that you can write on the back of. You ready? All right, 740-383-9944. We'd love to have calls, and I'm sorry I didn't mention that earlier.
That's all right.
Go ahead.
The other thing, and so let's, that's part of the aim for me, as in my, when I put my Democratic chair hat on, is to at least bring the other argument, the oppositional argument. And in many countries around the world, you have that opposition party. And we are the opposition, no doubt, and we need to be bringing our views to the fore. One of the things I'm doing is the Oktoberfest event. We started this a couple years ago, 5-6 counties. Now we're up to 11. And we are in the north from Sandusky County, Seneca, Wyandotte, Hancock, Hardin, Marion, Union, Delaware, Morrill County, Crawford County, Richland County.
Wow, you got it all.
Yeah, yeah. It forms a basically a rough cross or a plus sign. I like to think of it as a plus sign, positive.
That's better than the duck that Mr. Jordan's.
That's right.
Thing.
And so, we're bringing Tim Ryan. We're bringing Nan Whaley. We're bringing John Cranley. Jeff Seitz. Chelsea Clark, I hope, is coming. She's running for Secretary of State. We're going to have, I think, a local young woman, Melissa Criswell. She's running for state rep, I believe, against John Cross in Hancock County. I think she's going to come. So we're having these, you know, the big names come. We want to get that Democratic message here, an oppositional message, and just meet with the people. We've got the car show going on that day, downtown Upper, and we encourage the candidates to come out and speak at our event, which is held between 1 and 4 p.m. at the White Shutter Winery and Brewery, in Nevada, Ohio, just off of Route 30. So this is September 25th, between 1 and 4. It's a Saturday. This is a rain or shine event. We do take COVID seriously. It is an outdoor event. We do encourage people to, bring your mask. We're not mandating it, but, you know, bring a mask if you feel comfortable.
What was the name of the winery again?
Yes, White Shutter.
Okay.
And, and the owner does a special Oktoberfest beer for me for this event. Yes, if you like Oktoberfest
style
beer.
But don't drive home afterwards.
No. Yeah, spend the day. Yeah. And we encourage the candidates to come out to the event, speak for a bit, and then go downtown to Upper and check out the cars and get and it's a great photo op for them.
So that's in Upper. Now, when you get to Upper, which way do you go?
Well, what you want to do is it's in Nevada, actually.
Oh, it's in Nevada. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you're gonna if you're coming from, let's say, parts. Well, it actually doesn't matter. It's just off of 30.
Okay.
So if you're coming from the South Marion, for instance, you would take 23 North to 30 East. And just go a few miles down the road, and it'll be on the right-hand side.
You go east on 30.
Yes, okay. Towards Mansfield.
All right.
And it's just off the highway, County Road, 128, and we'll have signage.
Okay.
I think the county road it's actually on is County Road 56. And if you've never been there, it's a beautiful winery. Gorgeous. It's on a small hilltop, excellent views. They do have a wide range of wines. They specialize in French hybrids from the Finger Lakes region.
You don't know this, but my son-in-law is a vintner.
Oh.
And he has a vineyard in California. So I will maybe grab a bottle and see what he thinks. Well, I'll take it out to him in California.
Oh, you should. Yeah. They have a great wine called a Summer Breeze, which is actually Riesling.
Summer Breeze.
Yep.
I like
and
it.
I think he's already won a couple of awards with this cool wine. It's excellent. So it's a great event. As I said, this is a chance to hear the Democratic message in this part of Ohio that we rarely hear. We want to get these candidates out front, in front of the masses. It helps their cause, helps our cause to facilitate that communication. It's all about getting the people and the candidates together the way it's supposed to be in a, open setting.
Trying to see what that is. That a Saturday?
It's a Saturday, 1
okay.
to 4.
Okay.
On the 25th.
Okay.
And right now the weather's looking great. So
yeah,
let's keep it. But again, it's rain or shine. And we've had the last couple of years, we've had good weather.
Okay. So it's under a roof.
I've got tents. I've got big circus tents outside on the winery and the barn where you actually go in the bar and get it.
I've never been to Nevada.
Oh, yeah. It's nice. It's nice. Tickets are $30.
Okay.
Now, what that does, and I guess this is addressed to the Democrats, who are actually going to do this. And I love to get some independents there. But tickets are $30, and what that gets you is the food. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have Nick Barnes, Louisiana Barbecue, providing. He's going to show up with his food truck. Nick's a really good friend, his Louisiana Barbecue. He was trained down in New Orleans, so he knows what the hell he's doing.
Yeah.
And he's got great jambalaya. He gets you, a meal and a first flight, either wine or beer.
Okay.
It's a contribution, actually, really to your local party.
Yeah.
Because what we do is we split all the proceeds evenly amongst 11 parties, regardless of attendance.
Okay.
And it helps, bolster their own finances.
Sounds good. Yeah. So, and that's on September 25th.
Yep.
I might try and get down
there,
get up
there. And
even
if you can't make it, I encourage the listeners, even if you can't make it, folks, and you're still concerned about the COVID, which I totally understand, go online to wyandottdems.com.
Okay.
wyandottdems.com, and you'll see the purchase ticket button. And even if you can't make it, we encourage you to purchase a ticket, and it's a contribution to your local Democratic organization.
Very good. Are you going to have, would Sherrod Brown be there? Or
well,
have you tried to get
this him? Year we did. We yeah. reached out to Sherrod given what's going on in Washington, it's going to be even hard to get Tim out here
yeah.
but some of these other state legislators. We reached out to Sherrod a couple of times. Fortunately, we couldn't make that connection,
yeah.
I think, in time for this one. But, hey, 2022.
Well, Tim's running for a different office, so he definitely better be there, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. And so I assume that are you getting most of the office holders of the different Democratic parties coming up?
Yes.
Like I said,
we've had, like I said, Nan Whaley. And John Cranley, who are respectively the mayor of Dayton and the mayor of Cincinnati, running for the Ohio governorship.
Okay. So are both of those running for the governor?
Yeah.
Oh,
so they're
going to
be in a primary.
Okay.
They're going to be in a primary. Tim, right now, has a primary opponent. Her name is Morgan Harper.
She's a write-in, isn't she?
No. There's no write-ins yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, because nothing's happened. Unless you're running for something this year, but that's a write-in. But next year, they all have time to file.
They've got time to file. Yeah.
So Morgan Harper has thrown her hat in the ring. She's from Columbus. I don't know that much about her, but we did extend an invite to her if she wanted to come. And so, again, it's just a great opportunity to for a meet and greet with the candidates themselves. Mm-hmm. A lot of people enjoy that, and they don't get that chance. And that's, again, one of the things that we want to encourage is to have these candidates come to parts of Ohio that they normally don't get to.
Yeah, like Nevada.
Rich Cordray, couple times I tried to get him to get up there, and just nothing.
Yeah. Well, Rich is kind of a reticent person. He kind of holds back.
Yeah.
I think that hurt him when he was running for office. But
yeah, you've got to have a thick skin. You got to go out there and you got to do everything you can, and you're gonna get screamed at, yelled at. I didn't get spit on, but the guy that I confronted in Tiffin was foaming at the mouth. So if I had gotten any closer, I probably would have been spit on.
I only had one person mad at me, and it was because I knocked on his door. I shouldn't have knocked on his door.
I had a number of doors slammed on me. But
I had a couple. And closed the door.
Yeah, so. But yeah.
Have you invited Mary Ellen Withrow?
Yes. Okay. And Mary Ellen, I ran into Mary Ellen's daughter, Linda, at the Marion Club. Before, and she said she was going to try to get Mary Ellen up there.
Mary Ellen can deliver a really good speech. She's a good lady to have on your side, and her history is above most.
That's right. That's right. I mean, really, we've done Ohio. I am so proud of this state in so many ways, and that's why I push so hard for some of the things, because it's. I lived abroad for a long time. After I graduated from Ohio State with a degree in political science, I ended up getting a job in Munich. I was traveling around, was backpacking around Europe. I had a college degree and $400 in my back pocket and a one-way ticket. I thought, I've learned 16 years of what the world is supposed to be. It's time to go out and travel and see with my own eyes. And I ended up getting a job in Munich, working in a machine shop. I didn't speak a lick of German.
That would be tough.
I had a British friend of mine, he gave me a pre-war book and all these references to the fatherland, but it was an English-German book, and so I learned German as best I could. And at the end of 10 months, when my apprenticeship was up, I was actually conversational German.
Good.
Yeah, I can get around real well, and people understood me, and I understood them.
I had it for 2 years in high school and 2 years in college, and I never was conversational.
Yeah. Well, when nobody in the factory speaks English.
You better.
That's a common misconception. Oh, they all speak English over there.
Yeah, I know.
And not necessarily, folks.
Yeah.
I worked in Germany, and then I went to Paris for further education on a master's.
I love Paris.
I lived in the Middle East.
Wow.
For 5.5 years. I worked in Bahrain for an investment bank. I worked in London. So all of these experiences, what they do is they broaden your world perspective.
What are you going to do when you grow up?
Well, politics has always been in my blood. I mean, I was 12 years old at the dinner table, says I'm running for president.
I said the same thing to my mother. That didn't work out,
but it's that worldview helps
Yeah.
Break down all these barriers.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
because it forces you to appreciate where those people are coming from. And one of the biggest things in Ohio that I was trying to bring back here was the things that I saw, you know, the mass transit that we could have been building.
Oh, yeah.
All right, the educational systems that we could be modeling that could better help our students. You know, well, you know, my opponent last year went up and down this, his district talking about workforce development. The Republicans love to talk about workforce development, but they don't do anything about this.
Yeah.
And what I saw overseas was actual workforce development, where you were training young people at an early age, we're talking 14, 15, who decide, hey, I want to go into trades. And their trade schools are phenomenal. My boss, my foreman in Munich, even though they don't focus on any foreign languages at, you know, in the trade schools, unlike the gymnasium and the university, that's where the foreigners really learn the languages. But he was almost a qualified engineer.
Huh.
Going to that trade school.
Wow.
Yeah, and
now we look down on it almost. I mean, in America.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And we take the complete opposite view. And workforce development is we should be heavily investing in these kinds of programs. I love the fact Ramco is so successful in Ohio.
Yeah.
And really, that is the future. One of the things that I've always dreamed about that we could be doing in Ohio to revitalize our manufacturing is we should be going big time into robotics.
Yeah.
Right? And people go, oh, wait a minute, you're going to be displacing workers. Not necessarily. What you could be doing.
Building workers.
Exactly. Yeah. You're going to be having workers employed in these kind of companies building the robots of the future, and you make them owners in that business so that eventually when they are replaced by automation, they got that stipend. Mm-hmm. They got stock in that company.
We have a really, it's not huge, but we have a robotic company here in town.
Yeah.
That builds robots.
RobotWorks.
RoboWorks. And one of the proudest moments I've had watching television is on, and I didn't watch this show very often, that black car that drove around everywhere. I can't remember the name of the movie. But in the background, that car was being repaired by a RoboWorks robot. And I thought, hey, that's from Marion. That's pretty cool.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, these are the industries that we could be, you know, starting to focus on. Obviously, get our energy needs line, you know, our requirements.
That's already started to pay dividends, energy.
However, for instance, but the Republican Party's working against that by some of the things that they're putting in place and preventing farmers from banding together and putting either wind power or solar power, you know, in their backyards.
And telling everybody, oh, they're ugly and they kill birds by the billions. And
yeah.
Yeah. They're making up stuff.
Right. And the solar fields, even after dismantled, guess what? The earth is still the same. Yeah. The weeds are right there. The ground is that much better off because you've replenished it. You didn't put all these fertilizers in there.
Yeah.
A lot of solar farms will, you know, after a while they'll take them down, and you've got a good pasture again.
Yeah.
So but you're helping the local farmers by giving them that additional income. And so what happened here? Reinicke introduced that Senate Bill 52, was signed by DeWine not that long ago, and you're putting an additional hurdle in place to prevent renewable energy coming into Ohio.
Yeah.
Even though Ohio has the largest amount of workers affiliated with renewable energy in the country.
And lots of sun and lots of wind.
Yes.
We can use it.
Yes.
Yeah, I never have understood that. That's why my program on Wednesday is called Progressive Life, because I believe that we should learn to progress rather than go back. We have become so reactionary in so many ways. And I'm not saying you and I, but a lot of the people in this area have become very reactionary. They want to go back to the good old days. The good old days are gone, boys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's move forward.
Oh, but in one respect, we could go back to the good old days.
What's
next
that?
Time? 70% tax rates.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
The rich. Hey, you bring back that a good old day, I'll be happy.
Even if we squeak it up to 40%. It was better than what they're doing now.
That's right. And it's not, you know, people go, oh, you know, you take it from the rich to the good to the poor. It's like, well, that's living in a democratic society.
That's a really good novel. It's called Robin Hood.
It works. It lifts all boats.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And, what you've done is you've exacerbated this wealth gap in this country to such an extent that we really do have your shirt. Again, we talked about this last time, Star Trek, right? Huh? Glenn's got the Star Trek shirt.
Is it the same shirt?
Remember the episode, the Cloud City episode.
Oh, yeah, right, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
There was the haves at the top. You know, living on the clouds, living a high life, and then the bottom were the workers working in the mines.
Yeah, yeah. And this shirt, by the way, I love my shirt because not only does it says Star Trek, and that's my eldest son's favorite show, but it also has the colors of the gay flag on it. And I'm proud to support my gay friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, if I think that the Constitution says we will keep religion out of government, and that's my way of throwing that right in their face, the ones that want to force us to...
Personal beliefs are just that. They should be your personal beliefs.
Yeah, they should.
And as long as they don't infringe on anybody else's property or their rights.
That's it.
I mean, that in a nutshell. But what is happening, again, going back to what we initially discussed here, is that this group is imposing their personal beliefs onto the rest of us.
Yeah.
And that's just dead wrong.
And yet that group is saying... Freedom. they want freedom.
Yeah,
but they want freedom to do what they want to do, not freedom to do what's right for the government or the country. Anyway, I know you do have to sneak out of here. It's 11:45, but let me know if you can. Let's give that date again on
I'll repeat that. So September 25th, Saturday, this month, just a few weeks from now, a couple of weeks from now, between 1 and 4 at the White Shutter Winery and Brewery, Nevada, Ohio, County Road 56. We've got all the big Democratic candidates coming. Oh, and my son, by the way, will sing the national anthem.
Fantastic.
I have an autistic son.
Good.
Connor's got a beautiful voice, and he sang it last year, and he's going to do it again this year.
Fantastic.
I have Mike Larson, who's a stand-up comic.
I love Mike. Yeah,
yeah
he's
our MC.
Fantastic.
Does a great job. So Connor will go out, sing the national anthem. I'll say a few words. Mike takes over. We're going to get Tim speaking pretty quick. Nan Whaley, she's got an engagement in Dayton she's got to get back to, so she'll be up there right after that. Cranley, and then I'll follow all the rest. We'll get Jeff up there, of course. Mm-hmm. And but it's just a wonderful time. It's great to be outdoors, meeting with people that you know, you want to congregate with. Here's some great ideas about how we're going to take this state forward, not backward.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to go forward, people. Look at it from a cosmological point of view. The Earth never is in the same place.
And it's not going to slow down. Yeah.
Yeah. It's every moment of our life, we are in a different place that we've never been before in the universe.
And that's what
we
got to look at it.
We're expanding.
Moving forward.
Yeah. So that's our natural cause.
Well, super. I will rewrite this, my little scratchings up here, and we'll announce that in my show that follows this called a Swap Shop. And we announce things like that, and we'll announce it every week until it's here. So
thanks again,
looking
Glenn.
Forward. Hey, thank you, Craig, for coming in, and I hope I didn't take too much of your time. All right. As you go out the door, don't slam it, all right? Because they'll hear it.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Have a great day. Yep. All right. That was Craig Schwartz, and Craig ran for state Senate about, in 2020. He came up short, but he's still trying to make a difference, and that's what those of us who run for office really try to do. Even if you know your chance of getting elected are not great, which both he and I knew, we know that it gives us the opportunity to say what we believe is the right thing to say. And, you know, I don't mind a politician that gets out there and just talks, as long as they are talking what they honestly believe. Well, we have somebody that's calling in now, apparently. Let's see what we've got here. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you, Bob?
Oh, I'm here.
Okay.
I got a little comment. What are you doing, Scott?
Okay. It's, Craig just left, so he's not here anymore, but go ahead.
Okay. Anybody that's crazy enough, you go up to the crazy night, and you go to that popcorn vessel, and take your lives in their own hands, and it'll be their fault and nobody but theirs. I'm sure not going.
I am not going. My wife and I are staying home.
I've had my shots at all, but I would not take a chance. They go up there for nobody.
Yeah, we had our shots too, but we just decided. Actually, we decided this weekend that we weren't going. We weren't going to put ourselves and other people at risk. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, I can't get off the porch anyway. That's as far as I get.
Okay.
And I'm in the house there.
Yeah.
With my medical right now.
Okay.
And even if I was able to get up there and go around, I would not do it.
Well, I'm going to let people make their own mind up, but I think it's good advice there, Bob.
Yeah, they make their own mind up. I'm not telling them what to do.
Yep.
I'm just saying, they need, if they want to go, if they haven't got their shots, make sure they're wearing a mask.
Yeah.
And if you go around, and you can't be able to stay away from people. You're
only right
on top of them.
Yeah, yeah. If you have ever been to a popcorn festival music thing, you will know that the person to your right and left will be touching you.
When you're up there, it's shoulder to shoulder.
Yep, it sure is.
You're killing everybody.
Yeah, yeah. And we love it, and I really do love the popcorn festival, but try to be careful. Definitely wear a mask, and if you haven't had your shots, I don't think you should go. But that's just me.
Well, I took this year, of course, last year it happened. This year, I took my grandkids up and got there for the parade, the same Dilly Rose, on Thursday night.
Yeah.
And we're not going this year.
We're not
taking any of them up. There's any chance.
We thought about, we're only about 3 blocks away from the parade route, and we thought about running down there. But you never know if you're going to run down there and be in a crowd, or some places it's kind of thin and you can not be close to people. But we decided not even to do that. So.
Right.
Yeah. Well, thanks for your advice, Bob, and I hope our listeners take heed of it.
Yeah,
okay, you too. Bye-bye, Bob.
Bye.
All right. Bob always has some good ideas, and I hope you take heed of his ideas. Think it through. Think everything through. I go to our grocery once a week, and if I get to the grocery that I normally go to and there's lots of people in there without masks on, I just go back a little later. I don't try to criticize those people for not wearing masks or anything. I just go back later. You know, it's not going to hurt me to go back later, especially when you're retired. It kind of gives you another thing to do in the day, right? All right. And don't forget this event that's going on up in Nevada on September 25th at 1 from 1 to 4. It costs $30. It's going to be at the White Shutter Winery. That's on Route 56 in Nevada. And for the $30, you get barbecue, and you get one glass of wine, or you get a bottle of beer, or whatever. If you have questions about it, it's going to be all about open house for Democratic and independent leaning people, so you can learn more about your candidates, and many of the candidates are going to be there. I highly recommend you go to that. If you want more information, go to wyandottdems.com. All right. Anyway, we're going to break away here in about 7 minutes, and we'll be back at 12:15 roughly with a swap shop. So make sure that you get all your things in order that you want to sell, and give us a call. And you know how it works. You call in, you say, I've got a toaster oven for sale. I would like to sell it for $10. You give your phone number so that the person can call you up and make arrangements to come over and pick it up. We sell your stuff for you. Or if you have an event like that one I just talked about in Nevada, if you have an event, just mention it and call us up. Mention the event that's going on. Now, that should be for a nonprofit group or something like that. It shouldn't be something where you're going to make big bucks on it. But call it in and tell us where and when. And we'll try to get, like a yard sale. You tell us that you live at such and such a street, and come on by. We're open from 1 to 5 or whatever, and we'll mention that and hopefully get more people out to your event. So anyway, that we'll be starting that in about, 21 minutes. We're going to break away from here in about 5 minutes or 6 minutes. And I appreciate Craig Swartz coming in and giving us the information about that event that they're going to have for the Democrats and the Independents in the area, and also giving us a kind of a primer on government. I really liked listening to it. He knows a lot of stuff about government. He's way further enlightened than I am about that sort of thing. He actually graduated from college with in political science, which is much better than the speech and drama major that I had. It allowed me to do public speaking fairly well, but my knowledge about what I was doing when I was running for office, all the ins and outs of government, was not nearly as good as Craig. And Craig still sounded like maybe he'll run again, but he's going to look to see if any of the redistricting is going to be done in an honest fashion. Well, you're listening to WWGH 107.1 FM here in Marion, Ohio. And those of you who are listening from outside of Marion, thanks for tuning in. If you have friends, all you do, you tell them to go to our website, WWGH website. Scroll down and you'll see a little button that says, what does it say? Listen on air. And you click that button and you can listen to us live immediately. Well, maybe not immediately. It depends on how fast your web is refurbishing or whatever they call it. I don't know that stuff. I'm 75 years old. I'm an old guy. I shouldn't have to know that. I have grandkids that teach me how to use my cell phone, right? How about you? All right. Don't forget, we're going to talk during Swap Shop, some of the things I'm going to talk about is what's going on down at the Popcorn Festival. And just of note, Orville Redenbacher, who was kind of the godfather of the Popcorn Festival. He doesn't know it. He's passed away. But his daughter was, I got her to come and be the Grand Marshal one year, and there's still talks about it online, and I know she had a great time. But Orville actually was a member of my dad's church in Valparaiso, Indiana. And by the way, Valparaiso also has a popcorn festival, and so does Brazil, Indiana, which is where Orville was born. Brazil and Valparaiso and Marion kind of share the limelight on the Popcorn Festival. I believe all three of us have the Popcorn Festival at this time. I think we all celebrate popcorn festival time after Labor Day, immediately after Labor Day, or maybe a week after Labor Day. I'll have to go back and look on the other two cities, but we should be proud. I remember when I was on the committee, they used to say that we attract 250,000 people during this 3-day period. I don't know if that'll be true after COVID, but we will attract an awful lot of people, and I'll go over all the different shows that are going to be on the main stage. I noticed that Pastor Craig, who was I was on his show this last Sunday, he said that they are going to be stage that's down by right by the Palace Theater, and they're going to be in charge of that, I think, all day today. I think that's where they're going to have, you know, Christian music, they're going to have speakers, they're going to have entertainment, Christian entertainment, or family entertainment down at that stage. Let's see, I don't know if they're going to have the wine or the beer garden like they used to. I really haven't looked into all the things that are going on, but we'll do that during the next hour while we're waiting for phone calls. We're waiting for your call. If you are going to call in to a Swap Shop, get your pencil out. I'll give you the number. Here, we got about 45 seconds. Yeah. The number here, 740-383-9944. Let me give you that again. If you're going to do something on Swap Shop after we come back from a 15-minute break, 740-383-9944. Okay, and I hope you are having a good day where you are. Hope you're used to driving around and trying to figure out how to get around town. I struggled this morning. So did Craig, as a matter of fact. But we'll be back in about 15 minutes, and we'll go over some of the things that are happening down there.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for politics. The only local Marion.